India's government is clearing the way for a new state in the southern part of the country. Some of India's states are extremely large, and for years there have been calls to divide them in order to provide better government support and services. This latest state, Telangana, would become the country's 29th. Protesters in the area have been calling for this separate state since the 1950s. From New Delhi, NPR's Julie McCarthy has more on India's newest addition.
The Times of India heralded the event, saying, at 66, Mother India gets ready for her 29th baby. Telangana is likely to be born as India's next state sometime later this year or early next. Celebrations erupted among supporters as word that the United Progressive Alliance, the ruling coalition huddled in New Delhi, had unanimously agreed to divide one state, Andhra Pradesh, into two. 25-year-old Krikshak Mane is a student leader of the movement that spearheaded the new state.
The 29th state of India is being formed, and yes, we are celebrating because we finally feel that our dreams are becoming true, our state is coming, and yes, our bright future is also ahead.
Basic grievances drove the movement for self-determination. Resentment over discrimination in jobs. A conviction that plum posts went to the more educated people of coastal Andhra Pradesh. That resources were unfairly distributed. The Indian Institute of Technology's Ravinder Kaur co-authored a study the government commissioned on Telangana. She says it had been a princely state when it was merged to form Andhra Pradesh in 1956, and that its deprivations are deep and historic.
It was ruled by very, very feudal nizams who were extremely exploitative, who took everything away from the peasantry. Education was hardly there. The English language was also not there. Telangana was backward, quite backward, at the time of the merger.
Kaur says the socioeconomic gap was being bridged, if slowly. Mane, meanwhile, says the years of pressing for greater autonomy have taken their toll.
Many sacrifices involved. In 1969, 369 were killed. From 2009 to 2013, many students have self-immolated suicides for one particular state.
Opponents of that state, says Mane, are hurting the sentiments of the people of Telangana.
When you are hurting our sentiment, there is no point in being united.
The resolution of the powerful Congress Party Working Committee said a separate state was being formed to better fulfill the social, economic, and political aspirations of the people of Telangana. At a news conference, Congress Party General Secretary Dinvijay Singh described the decision as difficult and brushed aside critics who say his party backs the new state chiefly because of the electoral gains it could reap.
No. Political expediency cannot be a reason for such a far-reaching decision.
Singh said a complex political process will determine new boundaries and delicate issues such as water for the new arid state of 35 million people. Hyderabad, the international IT hub that is home to Google, among other tech giants, will be shared as the capital of the reconstituted Andhra Pradesh for 10 years before it permanently reverts to Telangana. Opponents of the division of the state have mobilized. The entire coastal area is reported to be shut in protest over last night's announcement, which is igniting a clamor for statehood in other parts of India. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, New Delhi.